Welcome to the Aligned Mama Podcast. I'm Liz DeFinis, a mama to three incredible kids, wife, and an alignment coach. I have taken my background in occupational therapy and psychology and transformed it into a self-help platform just for you. Please join me for quick tips on integrating techniques into your life to create more space for peace and tranquility. Because, after all, finding and embracing joy is what life is all about. I look forward to serving you, and thanks for tuning in. Hey, hey there, Hi TV moms. Welcome back. Welcome back. All right, we are going to talk today about mom balance, life balance, work-life balance. There's so many different terms for this. So let's dive into what it really means to be a balanced mama. Is it really possible? I see this so many places, and you know, in the United States, it's definitely more pronounced in the fact that, you know, there's always this debate of, you know, no paid maternity leave, and you know, you don't get extended leaves of absence. There's no real acceptance for the fact that you are a mom and you're working in a 9-to-5 type of setting and you have to leave because your kiddos are sick or whatever it might be, right? So you're like constantly feeling pulled in multiple directions, and it can be really challenging to balance all the things, because at the end of the day, as a high achiever, you don't want to leave work to be able to go home and be with your kids. Like, you want to be able to clone yourself, right? Like, you want to be at work doing all the things that you need to do and being there and fulfilling the role that you have there. And you want to be home with your kids. You want to do both equally. Like, I mean, I guess I always wanted to be home with my kids a little more, but not at the cost of letting somebody down, not at the cost of making my coworker have to pick up my slack because I'm leaving. And then it's like, but is it my slack when I'm going home to clean up after my kiddo with a stomach bug? Like, no, not exactly a day off, right? And then it's diving into that concept of, oh, well, I don't have any sick days. Like, I only got 5 of those for the year and I use those. And so I'm going to have to use vacation days to clean up puke. That's awesome. That's a real vacation right there, you know. And then you have those years where you don't get paid maternity leave, so you save all your time off of work. You save and save and save it up so that you can stockpile that before you go out of work, so that way when you go out of work to have the baby, you can use up all of your sick days and vacation days that you could possibly save in that time. And it's great that you have the opportunity to save those, but again, being off of work to pop out a baby and go home and be trying to nurse around the clock and cluster feeding and crying and colic and diaper rash and taking care of yourself after having a baby and all the things that go with that. You know, I'm a 2-time C-section mama, and first time I had my baby, you know, naturally, but that was a total disaster and took 7 months of recovery to get back to work because of. So, you know, being able to take care of myself is a pretty big deal too. And I can tell you, none of that was like a vacation. So why are we using vacation time for any of that, right? So here in the US, I know that we deal a lot with this, but I am sure that it is not a perfect picture in other countries. I mean, I know that the US gets a pretty bad rap. If you look at statistics, fulfillment rates are extremely low in the United States. And also the wellness factor, the wellness and being able to, we're all about like, let's get sick, let's have problems, and then let's treat those. So let's let people get, you know, create this space of having chronic anxiety and depression or obesity or diabetes or whatever it might be. First, we're going to let people become sick, and then we'll treat them instead of providing services and support systems for wellness to help people stay well before they get sick. And if only we could get the whole system to understand that, they'd save a heck of a lot of money if they prevented chronic issues and did so by just implementing a few wellness practices leading up. And so diving into this whole thing of mom balance, and it's like society and the supports are just not there to really well-roundedly support mom life balance. And that's true. But does that mean that it is an impossible mission for a mom to be balanced? I think that's something that really comes to what somebody really wants, right? You have to decide what's most important to you. What does balance mean to you? Balance is an equal part. So what is it? Because when we think of balance, you think of a scale. You think of the two sides of an old-fashioned scale, and you have equal weight on both sides, and that's then it's balanced, right? But life is more than just one or two things. Life is full of many, 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 many things. So, you know, let me dive into this topic, this part of the topic. And so, you know, for me, I run my business and I serve as a support coach and I teach and all the different things that I do, all the different roles that I fulfill. And I'm looking over my figures from last year and I way exceeded six figures, which I'm incredibly excited about, celebrating every day. Just really, really, really proud of myself for holding space for myself to be able to achieve this incredible dream that I had. And I didn't know if I could or would get there, and I did, because I continued to manifest, I continued to stay aligned, I continued to live a life of balance, live a life of, you know, my kids are still my priority and I homeschool and I'm present with them and I'm still doing all of the different things that are most important to me. I would not have hit those numbers if I wasn't doing this out of alignment. I have to be in alignment in order to be able to achieve the manifestations that I am drawing out for myself, because that is the key. That's the energy you need to be in to attract what you desire. If you're in that energy of being afraid and not being sure and holding back, you're never going to get there. You're just never going to get there. And you can take action, but if the action's not really aligned and you're not in the energy piece of all of this, your action is just going to be busy work that doesn't really produce the result you want. And you see that happen a lot out there. So let's circle back to what this really means and why I'm telling you about this. Well, you know, it was just the holidays. And for the holidays, I had company. I had my mom here visiting, and then my brother and my sister-in-law came with their three kids, and it just got really hectic. So my mom came a little bit before Christmas, and she just left today. I'm actually recording this the day before it comes out, so it's January 2nd. So everybody stayed through the new year, and we celebrated and did all the things. And then, and by celebrate, I mean most of us fell asleep. But we had a good time anyway, leading up to that nighttime where we all went to bed. But everybody was here and I had company for about 2 weeks. And so now I'm like in that moment of like, my house is really quiet again and I'm getting back into my routine and it's Sunday. So I'm planning out the curriculum for my boys for the spring semester and I'm getting my new planner out. I'm so excited about my new planner and I'm getting all that written out and organized and ready to go. I have some new things that are coming up in the new year, which are super exciting for my business. So I'm really getting organized and writing all of that out. I got to plan the classes that I'm going to be teaching and get the Blackboard shells all scheduled out for all of the students and set up the syllabus for both of the classes. A lot of moving parts, right? And I feel really behind. I'd be lying to you if there wasn't this pressure inside of me that's like, oh, don't forget, you're behind. You're behind. You have all these things you should be doing and you're behind. You should already have this done and this done and this done and this done and you need to do this and this and this and this. But the bottom line is I'm not behind. I'm not behind. I'm not behind because the feeling of pressure that I'm putting on myself is all about me. It's all about the thing that I think I should be getting done with rather than the thing that I can just take action with in a way that makes sense for me. And if I just prioritize my time, it's great. I can get it all done. Truthfully, I can get it all done this week and I don't even need it all done this week. But it just takes some awareness and prioritization and aligned action for sure. If I just stay busy all week, I'm not going to really get anything done. I'm going to be busy, busy, busy. I'll be on my phone and putting up posts and, you know, marketing and doing all the things, right? Phone calls. I'll be on my Zoom link. I'll be doing all that stuff. But I'm not going to produce the result I want if I'm not in alignment with the actions that I'm taking. And what does that mean to be in alignment? Well, it means that I'm really looking at what's most important right now in this moment. I can't burn myself out doing things that don't really need to be done this week. I need to prioritize and choose the things that need to be done first. Hence the reason why I'm talking to you right now, right? It's Sunday night and this is coming out Monday morning. And I never wait that long in the podcast. But you know what? I did it on purpose because I wanted to be able to come on and talk to you guys about exactly this. Mom life balance isn't about this perfect world of everything always being scheduled out and planned out. You're not always going to be ahead of everything. It's not going to be perfectly scheduled and curated just the way you want it to be. It's going to be messy. And part of being a mom that makes it so special is the messy. It's diving into that messy motherhood space and embracing all the imperfections, even when it's uncomfortable, even when you have that sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach, like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to get this done. But what is that really about? You're always going to get it done. You're a high achiever. You get it done. And if you don't, you have built this reputation that you always do. So the world is not going to crash around you. You're going to make up for it. You're going to do the thing. You're going to get it done. You're going to write the apology, or you're going to apologize to yourself for letting yourself down a little bit, right? I generally get everything done that I say that I'm going to do. Why? Well, because I really am a big believer in building self-assurance. And when I worked with my coach, Nicole, you know, that was the whole thing, is self-assurance. And I always said, you know, I want to be more confident. But self-assurance runs so much deeper, because it's like this next layer of confidence. It's like, I'm assured. Like, I know that I am incredible at delivering to my clients. I know that my clients write out what their visions are, and then they take aligned action and they make those things happen. I know that when they go into Pathly Aligned Soul, they align their soul, they align their life, and they have that routine down, and they are aligned with their values that are so important to them, and they make their life a dream come true. I know that that is true. And so I feel really good about that. And that's not just about my program, right? I'm not just self-assured of my program. No. I made that program. That program came from inside of me. I designed it from the ground up based on my alignment and my manifestations and how I created the life of my dreams. I put up a post in my group about my wins from 2021. You know, everybody's all about what's your word for the new year? And, you know, we're looking at all of those different things and we're talking about all of that. And I think that that's incredible. I think that it's amazing to set these intentions and align ourselves with those results that we really desire. But in that, it's also being able to look back. We're always, as 2022 is coming closer, everyone's like, oh, what's your word for the next year, right? But what about looking back? So many people are like, well, I'm not where I want to be, so I'm not going to look back. I'm just going to look forward. Yeah, you know, you're missing a big step there. You can't reflect back on how things worked or didn't work, and you can't refine it moving forward to create the result you want if you aren't doing this. So look back over 2021. I posted all my wins in my group, and oh man, I have to read them to you guys because it felt incredible to write these wins out. Incredible. It lit me up, and I have been unstoppable since. I've booked multiple calls with new clients, and I just feel so ready to align for exactly what I want in 2022. And part of what aligned me for that was really looking back at the result that I got in 2021. When 2021 started, I didn't really know where I was going to be. We were just getting ready to move, and there was just so much going on, and finances were really up in the air, and my husband had quit his job, and I wasn't quite ready for him to quit, and he hadn't found a new job. We were moving, so there was just a lot of unknowns and a lot of fear that came with that. But with the action steps that I took with Pathly Aligned Soul, I soothed those fears, and I was able to really lean in and take action anyway, and I felt really good. So these are my wins from 2021, and I'm going to share this with you because I would love to hear from you guys and hear your wins from 2021. Send me a message, hop over into the Align Life Balance group so that you can tell me what they are, comment on this post, and give me all the details. I would love to hear them. I want to hear your wins, because when you take the time to reflect back and put your wins out there unapologetically, it is going to click on for you in being able to see what it is that you need to do and what it is you want to do and how you're going to achieve those goals that you have for 2022. All right, so here's my wins from 2021. Hitting consistent five-figure months plus in my business. Yes, plus on most of them, usually between 12 and 15. I officially retired my husband. As I just said, he quit. His last day of work was on December 23rd, 2020. And I was I would be lying if I said I wasn't scared. I was like, oh my God, how's that going to happen? How are we going to do this? And by March, we made the decision that he would stay home full time. And I started hitting consistent 5K months when I really dove into my business in May. I make that in a couple different ways, 5K months in my business, but then also coupled hitting that 15K month is really about being able to, and this goes into one of my other wins that I'm going to talk about in a minute, but landing my dream job of working as a part-time core faculty member at my alma mater. So I have wanted to teach college forever. I've always wanted to work in an occupational therapy department. I did work on campus a couple years ago. It was a CODA program, so associate's program, and I loved it. I love teaching, and I always wanted to work online. And so I landed this part-time position just this year, and that was incredible. And so all of these things coming together has allowed me to retire my husband. So he's home with us all the time, and he doesn't work, right? He doesn't work a day outside of being a stay-at-home daddy, which for sure is a full-time job. Just as we know as moms, there's lots that goes into being a dad. Okay, so another win, hitting my dream of hitting way over six figures in my 2021 income. Way over. My dream has always been to be able to work at home and replace my salary from working. So I could make the same amount of money and work from home while I keep my kids home, while I homeschool and snuggle Liza and do what really lights me up. I've always wanted that. And while it was something that I really wanted, it seemed pretty far-fetched because when I set that goal, I was selling programs for $33. Okay, $33 takes a lot of programs to sell to hit six figures a year. And this year I managed to get way over six figures. And it feels incredible to have this beautiful opportunity to just go after my dreams and make it happen. It's a beautiful thing. And I just leaned in, even in the scary moments, and I just took action anyway. And this is why I so believe in my manifestation process, because I'm living the dream. Like, I'm literally looking, and this is my last win that I wrote. I'm looking around and realizing that I'm literally living my dream right now, every day, doing what I love, what I've wanted to do for years. And it took years and years and years and didn't take action. But once I took action, once I aligned, once I did my own program, Path the Aligned Soul, and I created my own result from that, I've been unstoppable. In a year and a half, I created all of these results. I've served well over 100 clients in both my programs and being the support coach. It is incredible to have these opportunities, and it lights me up. I have launched several new programs this year, including revamping the Path the Aligned Soul Accelerator, which I love. I've done multiple master classes, just like the one that's coming up, Vibe with Your Vision. I'm super excited about that one. It's a manifestation masterclass. So really just throwing out there all of the details on exactly how I manifested all of these things in my life and what that really looks like. And I'm just so, so fulfilled in these moments. When I look at those wins, it lights me up. It's not about bragging. It's not about sharing it with you so that you work with me. It's not about me even getting to share it with you. It's about me writing it in a post, writing it down, about me saying it out loud to you right now, about realigning with all of those dreams that have come true for me. Because the only way to continue to manifest more of what I want is to be grateful for what I have. Every little thing, every dollar in the bank account, every new client that books a vision call, every person that buys my $47 masterclass. Yeah, I'd have to sell a lot of masterclasses to hit six figures at $47 a piece, right? But it all counts. It all matters. And it's all getting me closer to my dream. It fills me up so much to know that I can do whatever I want to do. Nothing in life is left to chance, not when you take aligned action. And that is true for aligned life balance as well. Mom balance is not impossible. The contrary to what you'll read and what you see people say. No, if you don't feel balanced in your life, if you're not filling your cup and fulfilling all the roles around you and still feeling good about it at the end of every day, If you're going to bed worrying about, did I spend enough time doing this? Or did I do a good enough job here? Or, oh, I yelled at the kids and I feel so bad. If you're having those thoughts when you go to bed and you're second guessing yourself in those ways, then the time is now to make a decision and commit to welcoming aligned life balance into your life, because it is possible. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. I don't care if you have 400 kids or one. It doesn't matter. Aligned life balance is possible, and it's created by making decisions that align for what you really want and how you really want to feel. Do you make the decisions that help you get to where you want to be? Or do you make split-second decisions right now that get you what you want right now, but aren't necessarily creating the lifelong aligned balance that you really desire? The best part of being able to create aligned life balance in your life is the feeling of limitless possibilities, of knowing you can do anything you want, however you want. I could sell 10 more people in my program this month because I could just choose to open up my schedule and book more vision calls, right? If I want to do that, I can. Or I can choose to leave that blocked off and have some more me time, or have some more time with my kids, or have some more time to support the clients that I do as a support coach, right? I get to build my own schedule, my own way, my own path. And this isn't about being an entrepreneur. Nope. This applies to 9-to-5ers too. How many times do you work late? How many times do you bring work home? How many times do you come home and still think about work? Maybe work has you in a bad mood and you're very snippy with the kids or with your spouse because you're feeling all the pressure of all the things and all the ways. That's not aligned life balance. Having awareness of it gets you one step closer to making a change. You don't have to react. You get to respond in a way that feels good. And that is going to make you a better person, a better mom, a better spouse, better in a way that you feel is better, not by societal standards, but by who you want to be. What kind of mama do you want to be? Do you want to be an aligned mama? Do you want to feel good? Do you want to show up? Do you want to support them? Do you want to help them create aligned life balance in their life in the future? Then model that for them right now. It's not impossible to have balance as a mom. It just requires you to make the best choices, the most aligned choices with the vision that you have for your future. So if you don't know what that vision is, if you're not sure what you want to do, then the time is now. Go book that vision call. What are you waiting for? You know the link is always in the comments. All right, I'm signing off. I will see you all in 2 weeks. I hope that you have a fantastic 2 weeks. I can't wait to hear all of your dreams and what came true back in 2021. And while you're doing that, you can share with me your manifestations for 2022 when you sign up for that vision call. And we can map out exactly how you can manifest all those dreams to come true. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. You have been listening to the Aligned Mama Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. For more tips on aligning your life for optimized balance, go to lizdefinis.com. Don't forget to hit subscribe, and I will chat with you again real soon.